Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. This is David Clark. We're glad to be here with you today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for everyone listening via Facebook Live, on the web, on the radio, however you're tuning in. Thank you for being here today. I am excited. I got something to tell you today. I came here on a mission, just skated in a few seconds before the show started. Probably gave Brother Allen a heart attack over there. But I am so excited to be here. I'm glad you're here. If you're watching on Facebook this morning, go ahead and click that share button. Tag somebody that you know. I want everybody to hear this, all right? If you're watching this after the broadcast, share it right now and tell all your friends about it. Call your neighbors. Tell them to turn the radio on. All right, let's get into the Word this morning. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 7. Matthew, chapter number 7. I'm going to read a couple of verses here, starting in verse number 7. This is very familiar. This is not anything new. Anything in this Bible that you share or preach, it's not new. But it is good. This is the Word for the hour. And I'm going to tell you how God has orchestrated this in just a moment and share some things with you. Matthew chapter 7, I'm going to start reading in verse number 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? I want to talk just a few minutes this morning. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about perseverance. But I want to talk about knocking. Knocking. Now, the scripture always gives us illustrations. Jesus always, a lot of times, he gave illustrations of what he was talking about. He was trying to paint a picture for us of what he was saying. If Jesus had just told them, pray, and you'll get an answer, they would not probably have listened to him as intently. But when Jesus spoke, it was always eloquently. It was always vividly. Jesus was able to communicate in a way that people understood him. To the farmers, he spoke of sowing and reaping. You know, different, whatever, however it applied to them, he was able to speak to them on their level. And I love that about the Lord, that when he needs to talk to me, he knows how to speak to me on David's level. He knows what to say to me to get me to understand what he wants me to hear. Now, we're talking in Matthew 7 and 7 about prayer and about asking God, seeking God, and knocking. Now, what does it mean? I want to talk just for these a few seconds on these few things. First of all, we're talking about the aspect of prayer that is asking. Asking implies our belief that God hears and answers our prayer. Now, whenever you go to God in prayer for something, all of us have needs. We all have things that we are petitioning God for. Even today, I've got prayer requests that I've been asking God for things for a while, and I've not heard anything from God. It seems like sometimes the heavens are shut up, and God will not respond to us. Well, there is a formula for us to go by today that we can rest assured that God will hear and answer our prayers. Now, asking, it implies when we speak to God and we go to him with a need, or we go to God with a question or whatever it is that we're praying for, the fact that we are asking God with our mouth, we're speaking and we're asking God for something, it implies that we believe that God hears and answers our prayer. Why do we ask? We ask because we believe that God will answer us. If my children came to me and they said, Daddy, can I have something? They are asking me because they know that I'm a provider. They know that I care about them. And the fact that they are asking me shows me that they have faith and they believe that their dad is going to provide for them. It's the reason why we ask God. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. We ask because we believe that God is listening to us. When we talk to God, we know that he listens. John 14 and 13 says, "And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." God loves it whenever we ask him for what we have need of. It is the Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. He loves it when we ask because it shows our faith. We rely on him, friends, this morning. I'll be honest with you. There are things in my life that are out of my control. There are things in family members' lives. There are people that are unsaved, people that are not healed, people that need deliverance, people that have all kinds of various needs that I cannot help. There's nothing I can do. No doctor, no lawyer, no counselor can help some needs, but we go to God in prayer and ask because we know that when we ask him, he is listening to us. Now, we know why we ask. What is this concept of seeking? And the word seek here is implying earnest petitioning. Earnest petitioning along with obedience to the will of God. This is Matthew 6 and 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." To seek God, we ask in prayer, but another element to that prayer is seeking the face of God. We've heard this all of our life, those of us have been raised in church, seeking God. I've heard elders say that, "I've been seeking God about this." Or if you're looking for something for God, they'll say, "Seek the face of God." What does it mean to seek God? It means earnest petitioning along with obedience to Scripture. What does that look like? That looks like this, friend. Whenever you go to God in prayer, we don't pray just one time. We don't pray just a simple prayer, but we are earnestly seeking God, not just for what we're asking, not just for what we want or our desires of our heart. We're seeking God for his righteousness. I don't just want God to hear my prayer. I want what's right. I want God's will. I don't want God to just entertain my prayer, God just to humor me, or God just to give in to my every whim because he's spoiling me. That's not how it works. I want the righteousness of God. I want what is right in the eyes of God. I want my needs met, of course, and I want my family provided for, of course, but more than anything, I want the righteousness of God in my life. I want what is whatever the will of God is for me. That is what I want first and foremost. Then God said, after you seek him and after you seek his righteousness, all of these other things that we need, he's going to add to us as he wills it. God will add these things to us, but we must first seek his face. We must first seek his righteousness and his holiness, because in God, all things are done right. You understand that if me and you do everything, we're going to make a mess out of it. If you and I get our way with everything, we're going to make a mess. If I had my way about everything, everybody that didn't have any money would have lots of money. Everybody that was sick would be healed. Everybody instantaneously would just have a place to live. Everybody would be fine. Everybody would be saved. Everybody would just not. But listen, in a perfect euphoria like that, no one would need God. No one would have a need to pray. There would be no reason to call on God if we had everything that we wanted all the time. The Bible said that the trial of your faith worketh patience. The tribulation worketh patience. The trying. We're tried as gold. It's tried in a fire. But the reason for that is to get out all the impurities, to get out everything that is not right in our life, for God to reveal himself in us, reveal what is not acceptable, reveal what he doesn't want there. There's a reason why we go through things in life. But we can seek the face of God. And in doing that, in making our petitions known to God, we seek his righteousness. Is this situation right in the eyes of God? Is this need that I have, is it right in the sight of God? Is it according? Am I praying according to God's will? It is, listen, friends, it is God's will for your loved ones to be saved. You can never go wrong for praying for the salvation of a loved one. You can never go wrong for praying for someone's healing. But we have to pray according to the will of God. It may take God doing something to someone to bring them down to a point where they'll look up and call on him. So every time God doesn't answer us immediately, we can't get mad at him and say God didn't hear us because he didn't respond the way that we wanted him to. Friends, there have been loads of people all through time that have prayed and prayed and prayed, and the answer did not immediately come. God did not immediately speak and send down lightning and thunder from heaven and whisk them away in a chariot of fire, and everything was just all right again. Sometimes it takes seeking. Sometimes it takes petitioning. Sometimes it takes us having enough spiritual fortitude to be able to stand even when heaven seems like it's closed, even when the answer does not come, even whenever God does not speak, even when we cannot feel him. It takes us standing in the gap. It takes us making up the hedge, interceding on the behalf of others, on the behalf of our own need, praying, and at the same time believing that there is a God in heaven who is seated on the throne, who is Lord of all, and he hears and he's answering even when I don't understand. That song that we sing, even when I don't see, you're moving. Even when I don't feel it, you're moving. You're working behind the scenes. Daniel prayed 21 days. Daniel prayed and asked God to move. God did not show up on the first day. Well, he got an explanation for that later on. The angel was dispatched with the answer, but he met opposition. But listen, even when God does not move on the first day, seek him on the second day. Even when the heavens are silent on the second day, seek the face of God. But not just for the need in your life, seek him for his righteousness. Seek the face of God for his divine will. Not my divine will, but God's righteousness. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It's so important that we don't skip over this element of prayer, the asking and the seeking. Seeking God for his righteousness. Lord, what is right in your sight? Lord, what is acceptable in your sight? Lord, how can I be pleasing to you? I know that we have needs this morning. All of us over this internet broadcast, over these radio waves, over the internet website, everywhere in the world you are today, we're all seeking God for something. We're all praying for something, but I want to encourage someone that maybe you've been praying for a while and it seems like the heavens are closed up. God is not ignoring your prayer request. God is not overlooking your petition, but sometimes there is a need in your life that you don't know about. Sometimes God needs to do something in us that we may not understand. God, get whatever it is out of me, whatever the trying of my faith, whatever you're trying to produce in me, that you may be exalted, that your righteousness could shine through me. God, if this trial is something that I must carry, if this need is something that I must endure, then God, give me the spiritual fortitude. Give me the spiritual determination that I'm going to seek and I'm going to ask even when I don't understand, even when the door seems closed. Listen to this third one here. Knock. It implies perseverance in coming to God even when he does not respond quickly. Nobody likes a door closed in your face, do we? No one likes to go to a relative's house and knock. You hear them inside. You know they're moving around. All of a sudden, the lights are turned off. You know what that means. Ever been sold anything door to door? I don't want to be a salesman because I know folks don't want to answer the door. They don't even want to answer the telephone, much less the front door. Listen to me, but it seems like whenever someone does not open the door on the first knock, that they don't intend to entertain company. It seems like that there's a barricade there and there is a roadblock that will not allow us to be able to be welcomed in. But when it comes to prayer, when it comes to God answering prayer, God's instructions for us are knock anyways. If the door is not immediately open on your first try, knock anyways. If you hear, maybe you hear a little bit of what may be the sound of rain, but you don't see the answer coming. If you hear maybe what sounds like a little activity on the inside, but nobody's opened the door yet, that's all right. Just keep on knocking. Even though it seems like hell is raging, even though it seems like the problem is getting worse, don't continue to wallow in that thing. Don't just leave and go back into your own ways of trying to do things. Don't take matters into your own hands, but knock. Knock anyways. It hurts your knuckles after a while, doesn't it? Knock it on a big metal or a wooden door. It hurts to be persistent sometimes. It goes against the flesh. It goes against everything that we want in life. But listen to me. If God did not mean what he said, he would not have said to knock. If God did not mean what he said, he would not have told us to seek. Listen, let me read it to you again. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now, let's compare the three. Whenever I'm asking someone for something, that means I'm having a conversation, and I can hear their response on the other end of that conversation. Whenever I'm seeking for something, that means I'm going to lay my eyes on it when it is presented to me. Those are two things that are not very physically challenging, speaking with my mouth or looking with my eyes. But friends, when we come to a roadblock, when we come to a door that will not open, there is something dividing us from the answer to our prayer, and the Bible's referring to that as a door. But he said, when you come to a door and you need the answer that is on the other side, friends, all you have to do is knock. He did not say how many times. He did not say how long it would take. He just said to knock. This morning, I simply want to bring this thought to you. It's nothing else. Eloquent. It's nothing that I got from a theological seminary. It came straight from this word of God, and I simply just want to encourage you that if you have not received the answer to your prayer, if you have not received the solution to the problem, if God has not come down yet and he has not intervened, I want to just tell you, keep on knocking, because heaven is paying attention. There is an answer on the other side of that door that God intends for you at the appointed time, that God's going to open to you, and the answer's going to be given, and you're going to understand, and it's going to be on time. But you cannot quit. You cannot give up. You cannot try another solution. You cannot lean on the arm of flesh. Just keep knocking. Let me tell you why. Bible said, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Now, this is Jesus talking here. Have you ever known him to lie? Have you ever known Jesus to tell an untruth? I've never read anything in this Bible that leads me to believe that Jesus said something that wasn't true. If he said it, you can take it to the bank. He was going to make that thing happen. Now listen to me. The Bible said, to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. What man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? How much more does God the Father love and care for his children today? Your kids go to you and ask you for something. Because of the love in your heart, you're going to bestow on them anything within your power to give them what they ask for. You're going to do whatever you've got to do. There are folks that will go to great measures to provide for their children. They'll go to great lengths to give them what they need to help meet their need. I want to tell you this morning that God is a good father, and whatever he's got to do to give the answer to you, he's going to do. But what he's given us to do, the instructions today, are to simply knock. Don't give up. Every time you knock on that door, every time you kneel in prayer, every time you fast a meal, you're making progress. It may not seem like it because there's still a door in the way. There's still a blockade there. There's still silence. Nothing is happening, Brother David. I don't understand why God has not answered me. The Bible does not say that God's going to answer you on the first time you ask him every time. The Bible only said to knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I want you to know this morning that after a while, you're going to be knocking. And one of these days, that door is going to push right on open. And the thing that you have desired, the thing that you have prayed for, is going to be on the other side. And it'll be freely given unto you. But in the meantime, we have got to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says just that. Pray without ceasing. It hurts. It goes against this flesh. It goes against our logic. We want to solve things. We want to fix things. We want to control the outcome. But coming to God in faith, it relinquishes my control of the situation, and it puts the whole thing in God's hands, and it says, Lord, I will stand in this hallway and knock if it takes 1,000 years. I refuse to try to fix this in my own power. I know that God gave me this scripture for somebody this morning. I know that God wants to get this message to somebody, but I just want you to know that whatever it is you're praying for, God's heard your prayer. If you're praying according to the will of God, if you're seeking his righteousness, if you're seeking right correctness in front of everyone, you want everybody to know your life is correct. You want to be right. You want God to receive glory. You're not asking things out of your own selfish pride, not asking things so you would be lifted up, but only that God would be exalted. Listen, God's heard your prayers this morning. They're not going unanswered. God just wants to know, are you going to keep knocking? Are you going to ask me? Are you going to believe? Are you going to persevere in prayer? Are you somebody he can trust? Are you somebody he can depend on? Have you fully surrendered everything to him? Are you going to knock one time and then go on down the road and find somebody who can substitute for what you want God to do? But listen, there is no imitation today. You can try to do everything else you know to do. You can seek out a doctor, lawyers, all kinds of things. You can try to go to marriage counseling. But my friends, if you'll keep knocking, there is a door that'll open that nobody will be able to shut. I mean, God is a mender of broken things. I mean, God is a restorer of things that are lost. You're looking at somebody this morning who was a wretch, who was lost and undone, but somebody kept on knocking. Somebody kept on petitioning. Somebody kept on seeking until the door was opened. And friend, when God opened that door, he opened it up to stay. I mean, God did all things well. God knows what we have need of. Let me give you a personal testimony this morning. I shared this on Facebook when I first woke up and saw the memory. My son Nicholas, he's 10 years old now. 3 years ago, he was facing back surgery, a very, very invasive, a very painful back surgery. We did not want him to go through. He's got other issues, and we did not want him to go through that. It would complicate a lot of things with his mobility. He would not understand. He would not know how to handle that. And he weighs so much, I could not have carried him around. It would have been a very drastic situation with our home. It's not handicap accessible. We did not know what to do, friends. This was a serious need. But I'm telling you, from the time we found out until the time that we got the results of all of his testing, there was almost a year in the meantime that we prayed and that we sought God. We prayed and we knocked and we sought and we asked God. And we believe we had him anointed. We had people praying and fasting. We were praying and fasting. We did not understand what to do. We did not know why God did not heal him. But listen to me, friends. Let me explain how this thing happened. I'll share the x-rays again if you want to look on Facebook and see those. I want to share those with you. I was going to bring them and hold them up this morning, but I left them in my automobile. But listen, we sought God and we prayed and we asked God. And in that year's time, I can look back now and see that there were things in my life. There was doubt and there was different things, emotions and all that, that God was trying to get rid of. There was things that I was questioning. There was things that were going on that God was trying to say, listen, I'm going to do this thing that I've promised. God gave us messages and God sent people to us to encourage us. And God told us he was going to do the work. We didn't know when. God just said knock. That's all we had to, all we knew to do. Brothers and sisters, by the time that Nicholas got his miracle, my knuckles were bloody in a spiritual sense from knocking and from praying. My voice was hoarse from seeking God, and others, not just me, lots of others in different states all around this globe, people were talking to God on our behalf. And listen to me, on July the 26th, Nicholas was scheduled for surgery, 2016. We went in a couple of days before that for his pre-op appointment, and they did another set of x-rays on his back and his ankles because they wanted to pinpoint exactly where to make incisions. I went in the x-ray room with him that day. I know that no tricks were performed. I know this was not no circus sideshow act. I was there and I saw the whole thing. We went back in the exam room, and after a year, Wolfson Children's Hospital and New Moores Children's Clinic, one of the most highly respected pediatric surgeons, walked in that room and looked on that computer screen. He examined Nicholas. He looked at the new x-rays and he put them up next to the old ones. And he said this, Mr. Clark, today is a day of good news. I don't have no explanation for you, but between the time he was here last and now, his spine has completely straightened. I can't explain it. I don't know what to tell you. I'm canceling his surgery. The nurse walked in. The doctor waved her away and said, we're canceling this surgery. He didn't know what else to say. He made his way out of the room pretty quick after he let us take pictures of those x-rays. But I want to tell you this morning, in the 3 years since that has happened, Nicholas has been evaluated by many, many doctors, his primary care, other specialists, all kinds of people, and family and friends. And I can tell you that everyone that has examined him, every doctor that has examined him will say the same thing. They'll look at his back, run their finger down his spine, look at x-rays and say, yep, it's still straight. There ain't a stitch of scoliosis there. There ain't any results of that. Why is that? Because when God opens the door, if you've been standing outside knocking, you're going to get the answer on the other side. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how it's going to look in your situation. I don't know how God's going to come through, but I can tell you from someone that has knocked for over a solid year that when God opened the door, it was worth every bruise. It was worth every bloody knuckle. It was worth every sleepless night. It was worth every feeling of guilt, wondering what I was going to do when I had to take him to the operating room, when I had to nurse, we had to nurse him after all of that surgery and doctor him up. I didn't know what I was going to do, but it was worth it. Every time I prayed, when the answer came, friends, God's going to open the door for you. Let me tell you this. I got about a minute left. God has not ignored your cry this morning. Maybe your loved ones are not saved yet, but they're going to be. Maybe you have not received your healing yet, but you're going to. Maybe you have not received the marital healing that you need yet, but you will. Maybe you have not received the financial miracle that you need, but you're going to. Let me tell you this morning that God is not a man that he should lie. And if he said, stand at the door and knock, and I'm going to open it, brothers and sisters, you're only a door's length away from a miracle. If you'll stand in the hallway and knock until heaven opens, it'll be worth your time and effort. I'm telling you, God's going to give somebody a miracle. God's going to open the door for somebody today. You watch and see. 30 seconds left. I want you to know that God's listening to you. You pray according to his will. You pray in his righteousness. You ask God for his righteousness, his holiness, his will in your life, and you make your petition known to God and you watch him work, friend. This is not a scam. This is not some type of a prosperity doctrine. It's the word of God. Knock and it shall be opened. I love you. God bless you. Find somewhere and get to church today. If you don't have a church, you're welcome at Bethel Holiness Church on Woodcrest Road. I love you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.